money, 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 money,
money.
Money. I'm going to turn it down a little bit to, so we can talk over about some money, money, money. What do you know about generational wealth? You planning for your next generation's financial stability? Well, you know it's going to take money, 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 money. And this episode will give you the tools to do so. So welcome to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by DoItAllInTheMall.com. And if this is your first time listening, you are in for a financial treat. Today is Tuesday, June 29th, 2021, and this is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Valcour Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. And our guest speaker for the evening is none other than the world-renowned Dr. Ralph Steele, who is a structured settlement broker out of Arlington, Texas, at Wealth Think Bank. And the topic today is Think Wealth, Generational Wealth. Do It All in the Mall is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser, who has been in business for over 13 years. And Do It All in the Mall is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment, listen to our episodes, anywhere you are. It's all at your fingertips. You can make a difference, not only nationwide, but of course, worldwide. So visit, take a tour, and shop. So please Skype for joining the conversation this evening at 845-241-9985 and get your questions answered as we welcome our guest host, Dr. Ralph Steele, as I said earlier, is a structured settlement broker at Wealth Think Bank out of Arlington, Texas, bringing wisdom on the topic of generational wealth. Dr. Steele is located under the client's carousel of doitallinthemall.com for your financial advice, or under the financial tab under Wealth Think Bank. And after we hear a short clip on generational wealth, we will then welcome and hear from none other than Dr. Ralph Steele. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, we got the rights in there. So these are the rights of what we're doing today.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Okay, now. Mm-hmm.
Generational wealth is wealth accrued in the form of money or property and passed on to future generations. It's also one of the biggest contributors to the massive economic divide in the United States. This seemingly unchecked process allows for the descendants of wealthy individuals to effortlessly compound their vast estate every generation. In 1968, the top 10% of wealthy individuals held 60% of the U.S.'s wealth. In 2018, it shot up to 70%, while the bottom 50% basically saw zero net gains in wealth over those same 30 years. If a person doesn't accumulate enough wealth to pass on, then more likely than not, their kids will live in similar material conditions. Capitalist apologists tend to use anecdotal examples of poorer working class individuals making it big to dismiss the impact generational wealth has had on low-income people. They'll use a comparatively rare occurrence to discount the chronic struggles many working-class people can't overcome. But the reality is, just by being born into a well-off family, you've likely already lapped the total accumulation of most rags-to-riches stories. And as long as capitalism festers on, the wealth gap will keep on widening. The consequences wrought by unchecked generational wealth are most prominent when we analyze the history of black working class people. For hundreds of years, the wealth generated by black slaves was taken by the white ruling class. While many white families began accumulating wealth the day the government parsed out stolen indigenous lands during the U.S. expansion, black families weren't able to accumulate wealth until roughly 8 generations ago. Economic discrimination against black people has always morphed itself to find new, legal ways to restrict them from accruing wealth. Policies like redlining and the selling of subprime mortgage loans made it near impossible for black people to own property, and since housing essentially makes up two-thirds of a median household's wealth, one can understand why it's been historically arduous for the black working class to accrue generational wealth. Today, the average black family's wealth is one-tenth the size of a white family. White families are more than 2.5 times as likely to receive inheritance compared to black and Latino families. The consequence of allowing generational wealth to run rampant has led to staggering rates of economic inequality between wealthy and working class families. And this reality will continue to metastasize, especially with people of color, as long as the capitalist state exists.
Generational wealth, some quick bites. He was so quick. He was talking so fast. I didn't know if I could even understand what he was saying, but then, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's just how quick he was with his bites. So now we want to welcome Dr. Ralph Steele. It's always a pleasure having him discuss, demystify, and debunk finding wealth, especially generational wealth for our generations to come. So please go ahead, put your hands together and greet the Let's Do It Radio Worldwide listeners. And tell us about generational wealth, or can you tell us what's the real deal with acquiring generational, I can't even say it, generational wealth? Dr. Ralph Steele, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much, Ms. Inez.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm doing very well. I'm so happy to be again on Let's Do It Radio, and thank you very, very much. Thank you, Ms. Sharon Fraser, as well, for the hard work and stuff she does to maintain the station and all the other things that she does as well in terms of people's businesses and do it all in the mall. I'm so grateful for her and you as well.
Thank you.
Generational wealth. Some of the things that I disagree, first of all, I want to just start out with the guy and say, the kind of alluded to the question of as long as capitalism exists, generational wealth. That's not true, because even the very people who are wealthy today, the only reason why they are wealthy, that 1 or 10% or whatever, the only reason they even are wealthy generationally is because of the free market system, which is capitalist system. So capitalism is not the evil that prevents us from anybody from acquiring wealth. It's the strategy.
Okay.
It's the plans. It's the goals. It's the desire. See, if somebody sometimes won't desire something, you have to figure out how to do just that. But first of all, you have to have a goal. And so one of the biggest goals is is you have to have that generational wealth mindset. So what does that mean? See, first of all, real wealth is not just one individual in the family owning something or being wealthy, but real wealth is the first, second, and minimum the third generation. So somebody has to have the idea, somebody have to have a collective unity, being on one accord financially, in order that the whole family, the whole generation has wealth. So many people have heard what generational wealth is. I mean, it sounds important. It sounds exciting. But what, at the same time, helps people to, if you will, to become wealthy and then develop generational wealth? For instance, some people are just focused on getting out of debt. Some folks are just are paying their bills, and that's all they care. Some people are focused on maybe buying a car and not a house, and they rent through all their life. Well, let's kind of go into it and break it down so it makes sense to everyone. Well, first of all, what is the most thing that most people purchase their entire life that's the most valuable? What is that thing? Most people purchase pejoratively a home, a house. And so if the decision is a wise and a great decision, so when people purchase a home or house and they keep that home or house up, now guess what happens to that home? They purchase a home for $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, or $1 million. Well, the house appreciates. So that's the very first basis of people becoming wealthy, because real wealth is also about what? Ownership. You have to own something, because let's say you work for somebody and you get paid an hourly figure. Well, all of the money don't go to the hourly wage or even the salaried person. The real money goes to who? The owners of the business. The owners of the business. And so a lot of times, the problem sometimes with some, and I don't want to categorize all of us as black and African Americans or any other person or American, period. But some, what I can safely say, that some people have what is called a 9-to-5 mentality. What does that mean? What that means is they have no desire to own anything most of the time or to become wealthy. So now that's why the even generational wealth is a mindset. You have to desire not just you as a mother or father or grandparent to become wealthy. You have to have a desire for your children and your grandchildren and even your great-grandchildren to become wealthy. So it is a mindset. And so that mindset is pursuing your own and developing and writing and having your own financial goals. And particularly, one of your main financial goals is generational wealth. So it takes, you know the old saying, if you plan, you're bound to success. But if you fail to plan, you already plan to fail. And that's the same way. There's a lot of folk who could be wealthy in this country, but a lot of times people refuse to come together, partner up, negotiate, work together, be honest with each other, have integrity, pool your money together, and everybody be wealthy. Some people are afraid to do it because you got crooks in the house. Hello, somebody. You know, so you cannot develop generational wealth if you're stealing from yourself. But guess what?
Right.
Generational wealth is. So let me ask this question. Answer and then answer. What is generational wealth? So generational wealth is that wealth which is, if you will, passed down, passed to, given as a gift to the next generation.
Okay.
Let me give you another definition of generational wealth. Generational wealth is, by the grace of God, the person who is wealthy has enough heart, mind, and soul and financial sense that they not only create wealth for themselves individually, but they create wealth collectively for their family together as a family unit, because they because they care about somebody else besides themselves. And you can see it. Most people who do not have generational wealth, it has nothing necessarily to do with capitalism. It has to do with people who care about their whole family. Let me give you an example. How is it that some people can come to America and have 10 people sleeping in one house, and next thing you know, they got 10 houses? Because they had enough guts, folks, to get along with each other and to pool their money together, buy one house, everybody pay for that house, and now that house is paid for, and in 2 or 3 years or 5 years, now everybody in that one house has a house also. So now you have 10 houses instead of one house because they work together. Because they refuse.
Right.
See, some people, and I won't mention go there, but some people, it's all about them. It's all about them. And they don't care about everybody else. So guess what? They may have something, but they're not going to be, they're not going to have generational wealth because they're too busy thinking only about themselves. What about your children? What about your grandchildren? Folks, those who are listening to me, when you become wealthy, don't leave your children, your sons and daughters, and your granddaughters and grandsons out of your financial goals and your financial picture. Don't leave them out. That's what generational wealth is all about. At least three generations. So, listen, of course you may leave many things such as memories, healthy genetics. You know, sometimes generational wealth is you even leave your children with a strong spiritual life. You couldn't live in my daddy and mama house unless you went to church and worshiped God. Because because see, let me backtrack for a moment. First of all, what is wealth? Wealth is first. I'm gonna give it an 8 definition of wealth. Number one, wealth is spirituality. Number two, wealth is family. Number three, wealth is money. Number four, wealth is what? Number four, wealth
I'm
is
typing.
Education.
I'm typing.
Number five, wealth is is good health. Number six, wealth is good quality communication. Good quality communication. And number seven, wealth is owning a business. Owning a business. And number eight, wealth is having a very strong mental health. Not just the physical, but the mental is a form of critical and analytical thinking. Those are the I call them the pillars, the eight pillars of wealth. So now when you pass down generational wealth, you're passing not just money, but you're passing all of those things down together. So now you ask, why did you say that, Dr. Steele? I'm glad you asked. The reason I say that, folks, is because if you give a man or woman money and they don't understand how to manage it properly, they'll be broke before the morning is over. And let me tell you, I know people get paid money, Ms. Inez, they get paid money on the first of the month. By the third of the month, they're broke. And it's not because they're paying bills either. It's because they are wasting their money, and they don't understand that the money was given to them to help themselves, but the money was also given to them to help their children and their grandchildren so that they can become wealthy as well. So now you are managing money right. So that's all wealth right there.
Okay,
I mean,
stop
so,
right there, Dr. Steele. Okay.
Go ahead.
Stop right there. Because I typed out, you know, I got seven of them. I got spirituality, family, education. I think there's something in between family and education or spirituality and family.
You got spirituality, family, education, money.
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 Okay. Good health.
I mean that.
Okay. And that is one, two, three, four. I got it. We got good health, good quality communications, owning a business, and having a very strong mental health.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Because we have people joining us. I want them to also be included in knowing what what wealth is. Thank you.
Yeah, that definition of wealth is now, Now, let me ask you, of those eight parts of wealth, where does generational wealth fit in primarily on, and what number on there is generational wealth?
I would think it'd be all of it because,
okay, it is
okay, the
all
word
of
generational.
I'm talking about the primary part that that causes the inclusion of generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead
and I
say
know owning a business?
No. Number two is family.
Family?
Number two. Yeah, because when you pass wealth down, you don't pass wealth to the business. Who you pass wealth to? The family.
The family. Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? The family.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
just like number one is spirituality. Well, what is spirituality? It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just like number
but
three.
But you
got to
have family in order to pass it down. So okay.
That's why generational wealth is all eight of them, but it's also primarily the main part of generational
family.
Wealth. If you pass it down to family. Who is your family? Your children. And your what? Grandchildren. See, some people don't understand that. They think that they become wealthy just for themselves. And that is a lie. A bold-faced lie at that. We are blessed. In fact, everything we have given, the good Lord gives it to us in order to enjoy it, but then in turn to pass it down to others. It's just like salvation. That's why the Bible says, go ye therefore into all the world and share the good news.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it says that. And so now, yes, you actually are passing all eight of them down, but you specifically passing all eight of them down to your family.
Family, okay.
And so, yes,
okay. So yes,
generational wealth comes in many forms, many forms. And so, give an example, such as real estate, stock, investment, financial literacy, financial education, ownership of land, of any, whatever, it comes in all of those fashions. Because a lot of times people are like, well, wait a minute, all they think of it is just money. But what they don't realize is generational wealth could be owning bitcoins. I mean, it could be owning gold.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes
right.
in so many ways. But now let me ask another question, Ms. Inez. And here's the question for the radio audience. Why is generational wealth important? Why is it important, folks? Whoopie-doo, it's not just because. There is a reason. You see what I'm saying? Watch this now, Ms. Inez. If you or anyone, I don't mean you personally, I'm talking about you as anyone, are starting from scratch with finances or starting out with a large debt burden, then you should realize the importance of generational wealth. Because some people are blessed with starting miles ahead of their other comrades.
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody has been blessed with generational wealth, then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
How is the person who started in debt going to compete with somebody who's already has generational wealth? Very difficult to do.
Right.
And that's why we should come together and formulate generational wealth, first and foremost, in our families. That's where it starts.
Right.
That's where it begins and ends at. So what if your parents had the ability to fund your college education? Well, that's generational wealth because you don't have to pay it. I didn't have that option. I had...
Mm-hmm.
to find scholarships. And, baby, let me tell you something. I found more scholarship that they used to call Dr. Steele a scholarship king. Hey,
hey. But you did the research, though.
That's right. And I wrote the essays. Mm-hmm. I filled out the long, some 3 to 4 to 5, 6-page applications because I desire to have that money, honey.
That, right, that generational freedom.
That's exactly right. And so guess what? The action of somebody thinking ahead and looking at their financial future is generational wealth. Because now you're using your mental health to do that. See, instead of trying to play catch-up, to play down your student loan and all that kind of stuff and your debts or other debts or what have you, or rebuild your credit in some people's cases, we all should be saving and investing money for generations to come. And I'm not talking about putting it under between no mattresses or under a pillow or in a safe that doesn't draw interest. I'm talking about putting it in an investment so it draws money and it grows. And guess what? It expands your territory. As the book of Jabez says, let me expand my territory financially, economically, and we're using generational wealth to do so. What if your parents has been able to offer some solid financial guidance, which, as I know, a lot of people, Ms. Inez, never had the opportunity to even, some of them even have opportunity to open up a checking account years and years past, or even some of them don't even have the money to put in, if you will, these cash out things that exist or nothing because they didn't have the parental, the parental, mentoring and guiding and mentoring and leading them to help them develop generational wealth. Because that's where it really comes from. It comes, it starts with the parent. Listen, one of the first things that everybody on this call ought to do, it's really two or three things. Number one, make sure you have a minimum of three investments yourself. Number two, you invest.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Have a minimum of what? Because you kind of went out. A minimum of what?
A three investments yourself. Minimum. A minimum. Number two, you have an investment in your children. See, this is what some people don't understand. See, one of the caveats to generational wealth is you don't have to wait to pass money down to your children or grandchildren. You could invest in them right now as I speak. And the number is 817-729-0543, and you can invest in your children today. Your grandchildren, you can invest in your grandchildren today. Not wait tomorrow to do it. Don't put off what's needed to happen financially, financial freedom. Because, see, generational wealth is actually financial freedom. So you could be, even young people, those of you who are going to college, some of you may be broke, but all of you are not broke. Some of you can take some of the money you have, and you can be saving it right now for your very own first home or your future retirement or both. I mean, it's a matter of desire. What do we desire to do? Where do we want to be the next 5 or 10 years? What do we want to impact the next two generations? Yes, I hope you say it, generational wealth. I hope you said that. If you didn't, then let me come here. Let me get Grandmama to spank you on your head. It would be abuse if I did it. So I can't do it.
I have to run. Let me see if anybody on the line has any questions. Do you mind holding tight for a second?
No, you go right ahead.
Because I know we have our friend Mr. Wade. He calls in and he's a listener basically, so he's the one who usually gets the information and just marinates on it. So let me bring him in and see if he has anything to say or any questions. Hold on. Hello, Wade.
Yes.
How are you doing this evening?
All right. Great.
I know that's right. We have Dr. Steele, and I have you on the line. Do you have any questions to ask Dr. Steele on a generational wealth?
No, not at the moment.
Not right now. Okay. All right. I will. You know me. I'll come back to you on occasion to see if you have any questions. All right.
All right. Great.
Thank you.
Hello to Mr. Wade out there.
Wade?
Yeah, hello.
Wade?
Yes.
Dr. Steele is talking to you.
Yeah, I hear you.
But yeah,
Dr. Steele, he said he hears you.
Absolutely.
You got all that background noise, Wade, so we can't hear you very well.
So yes, we are talking about generation wealth on Let's Do It Radio. We are happy to be on the show today and happy to have all our listeners to be on the show today. We're talking about generational wealth, and we're talking about generational wealth because make no mistake about it, folks, if you want to have generational wealth where you change the narrative of your children and your grandchildren, you can do that. But listen, the first thing you have to do, you have to have what I call a generational wealth plan. You have to have a generational wealth plan. Now, that generational wealth plan, Ms. Agnes, first of all, it starts with the number one person, the father and mother. That's where it starts. And once they get their plan developed, part of the overall plan, now they can plan for their children.
Right.
And then once they plan for their children, they go to the next step. Then you plan for your grandchildren. That's what it is. Now, yes, folks, I'm not sitting here saying that developing, planning, and having generational wealth comes easy, because it doesn't. But most of the time, anything good and worth something is not easy anyway. So it doesn't come without some challenges. It doesn't come, but that's the reason why you have to have what? A plan, because if you have a generational wealth plan, then guess what, folks? The chances are you will execute, implement, and you will have a generational wealth plan, not just for you, but for your children and your grandchildren. Now, this is what a king does for his family. If you ever wanted to know the definition of a real king, that's a real king who plans for his wife, his children, and his grandchildren. Notice what I said. He plans the generational wealth, and he doesn't leave them out. That's what a real king does. Because see, it's not about just simply acquiring assets or saving up cash. It's about you being blessed financially, but also your children and your grandchildren. That's what it's all about. So it is very critically important for all of us to have a generational wealth plan. How do we help our children? How do we help our children to become wealthy? How do we do it? How should we start to save and invest for generational wealth? Now, I have, Ms. Inez, some pretty specific things that I think we all can do. And I'm not going to give them in any particular order, but I want to give some really neat tips, you know what I mean, for people who want to get into the generational wealth mindset and actually do it and not just and not become what I call a hot lip exercise, but it becomes a green bank reality. It becomes a real reality because now, guess what, folks? When you plan and you plan and develop a generational wealth plan, now you are determining your own financial freedom. And more importantly, Ms. Inez, you are planning your own generational wealth and your own generational wealth narrative. Instead of sitting back, twiddling your thumbs, thinking that you can't do it, worried about what somebody else has said or did do or what they have or don't have, thinking you can't do it, and the word can't shouldn't be in no one's vocabulary, when in fact we actually, truthfully, can sit down and plan, work hard, work smart, and before our own eyes, before we even see it or know it or realize it, we will have generational wealth between three generations, and everybody is blessed. And that's part of the way it does. But now, so the question still becomes, how do you get generational wealth? How do you get generational wealth? All right, I'm glad y'all asked. Thank you very much. Leave your check at the door. So there's so many different ways you can do it, folks. So one of the main, and I mean the absolutely main way to develop generational wealth is this here. Here we go, folks. You invest in real estate. Real estate is one of the major ways to develop generational wealth, to build it. I'm talking about, folks, long-term, not short-term, not 2 or 3 years, but Ms. Inez, I'm talking about 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40. I'm talking about generations to come. I know somebody right now who they bought some land, they put 2 or 3 houses on it, and now they're in 3 generations, and they had the 3 houses, now they have 10 houses on that same land. Look at this family. And by the way, this just happened to be a family of African American descent. Who says that we can't do it if we get up off of our hoot nanny and decide that we want to do it? See, when you sit on your hoot nanny, you're not going to do anything. But if you are sincere and you work together, but see, it costs, let me tell you, folks, it requires the husband and wife to work together. It required, listen to this, 2 more sisters and 3 brothers to come together and do it on one accord. That's how it got done. If one of those brothers or sisters would have said, I'm not doing it, it would have fell through the crack because they all had to sign off on it because they had to work together. Right. And they all made more money together rather than one, you know what I mean, I'm not going to do it. You know how sometimes you hear some brothers, people say that. You can't do that.
Right, right.
No, no, no.
You got to work together. Got to work together.
How to work together. That's how it works. Folks, real estate, land, does not lose value. Period.
It appreciates. It appreciates.
A lot of times, what'd you say, Ms. Inez?
I said it appreciates.
Exactly. And so that's one of the best ways to do it. And I know sometimes people have land, and guess what they do? They sell it right away. In fact, I know a family did that, and I had advised them, do not sell your land. Ms. Inez, they sold a land. What happened was when they sold a land, they got $50,000. Watch this. In 10 years, that land went from $50,000 to $200,000. All they had to do was sit back. You already know, don't you? Sit back, relax. And now they could, and they almost had a, listen, they almost had a baby in they late 40s. Because they sold land that they shouldn't have sold. So,
right.
Listen,
all they had to do is pay the taxes, and they've been good.
That's all they had to do. It's just amazing. Another way of, if you will, acquiring generational wealth is investing in the stock market. Yes, you can invest in the stock market, and guess what? It can help. Now, you have to be wise. When you, my advice is you invest in low-cost index stock funds. Notice what I said. Low-cost index stock funds. Why am I saying that? Because you buy what? You buy low and you sell high. A lot of people don't know that. See, a lot of people, I just want to invest in the stock. No, folks, when you invest in a stock, you catch it low, and then you let it go high. That's when you sell. And I can tell you a primary experience of my own. I had stock American Airlines at $20 a share. When I got rid of it, it was $120 a share, just like that. Made so much money off of it because I bought low, I sold high. Hello, somebody. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Hello.
You see, so you buy stock. Remember, folks, you buy low, sell high. That's how you do it because that's called appreciating your own pocket, keeping your own money, investing in yourself. Creating your own bank is yours. It's your money. It's not somebody else's. You become rich and wealthy. You develop generational wealth. It's about time. Listen, I'm not against anybody who's already rich. But some of you African-Americans out there, you need to develop your own plan and be sincere and serious about it, and you will become wealthy too. And don't let anybody tell you. If somebody tell you you can't do it, then you know automatically right there that's the person
they're
you
lying.
Need to get away from. That's why when somebody say, well, capitalism is going to keep you from being wealthy, that is a lie because if that was the case, the very people who've gotten wealthy, including me, is I can sit here and tell y'all, anybody that listens to this radio station, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that that's I started with $50, and now I'm wealthy, and my children are wealthy, and I'm also investing in my grandchildren, too. I'm not waiting on their mama to do it. I am a black, strong, intelligent, decent man with a big heart. It doesn't make sense for me to become wealthy, and I leave my children and my grandchildren out. That's crazy. That is crazy, and I would never do that. And guess what? Now my children appreciate me because they see that, wait a minute, their daddy has sense. You know, I may be divorced from their mother, That's a whole. Uh-huh. I don't want to punish my children, Ms. Inez, because I'm not married to their mom.
Right.
Now, here's another way. Like I said before, you build what we call a business to pass down to your children. I don't care what kind of business it is. See, family businesses have the potential for the greatest of success mm-hmm. in America. I'm gonna give some statistics. Ms. Inez, more mm-hmm. than 30% of family-owned businesses transition to the second generation. And that second generation is the generation that really acquires that generational wealth. Imagine being able to hand down keys to a successful business to your children, folks. Anybody on this radio station, just imagine you can put a set of keys in your sons and daughters' hands based on the sweat, blood, and tears that you built a business on as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what we have to do. Quit letting people tell you what you cannot do, because it's not true. God didn't create you to be poor or nobody. God created you to be wealthy, healthy, intelligent, and live a happy and a rejoicing and joyous life, period. Anything
mm-hmm.
less than that,
that's
worse
right.
than them idiots. If somebody tell you, oh, you born to be poor, bye, see you in, well, I may not even see you in heaven because you're talking crazy. You see, this is what it's all about, folks. This is
right.
what it's all about. So now, there's another way to how you acquire wealth. You also need, first of all, watch this. Go read at least 3 financial or wealth books. So if you don't know anything about money or wealth, at least if you read and study it, or go take a financial or wealth seminar. Go learn. Don't just sit there and say, I don't know. Well, get up off of Hootenanny and go find out. Learn something. Even if you don't do nothing but Google something about wealth and money and read it and study it, be sincere about it. And
right.
So 2 things, A and B. A, you learn about wealth, finance, and money. B, turn around. If you don't do nothing else, teach it to your children. Teach it to your children. Pass it down to your children. So, now, another way of having wealth is this here. Create what we call an estate plan, especially for those of you who own house, car, have money in safe deposit box, bonds, have any kind of 401k, mutual funds, or whatever kind of money you have. You create an estate plan. So once you create an estate plan, and then now you can take that estate plan and put it in a trust fund, look what you just did. Almighty awesome. Now you just protected what you're going to pass down to your children or grandchildren in a estate plan that's captured in a trust fund. And you could even call it a living revocable or a revocable living trust. That way you can at least change it. Somebody make you mad, you see. Or you may have it going to your son or daughter, and you never know these days. So listen, folks, it's not always that the father and the mother pass first or the grandparent pass first.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even one or two of the kids pass first. So now if you have a revocable living trust, you who made the trust, the guarantor, can change it. But if you make an irrevocable trust, it's done. You can't change it. Take an act of God to change it. Or it'll cost you a lot of money to change it. Whereas if you make a revocable trust, you can easily change it. No, with no sweat. And so that's kind of one of the other ways, you know what I mean, you create a build a wealth, generational wealth like that, including writing a will. See, because sometimes when I know somebody, and I won't mention the name, obviously, but I know somebody, and they didn't write a will. They died, left a house, left some money, guess what? And people fought over it for years, and guess what? They end up losing it because they didn't have a will. Their offspring didn't get it. And they had somebody fighting over, you know, I'm not one, but, you know, you get a, you know the old saying, you get a bunch of greedy lawyers in one room and your money disappears?
So I've never heard that one before.
If you haven't, that's fine, but that's what it is. You get a bunch of greedy lawyers in one room, and you better watch your money. I'm teasing, but I'm really teasing because I'm a lawyer too. But actually, what I'm really trying to say is, if you end up and you don't have a will, you know what I mean, which means that you die intestate, you don't have a will, guess what, folks? Now
everything goes to the
state. Sometimes, right. And then now it goes to probate. And when it goes to probate and you get a lawyer that charges you a lot of money, you end up not having anything in some cases. So you have to be very, I recommend, if you don't have a will, you know what I mean, you need to go do it. Now, here's another one.
Can we call you?
Absolutely. 817-729-0543. Just remember, folks, it ain't free. Oh, I didn't say that. Shut up, Ralph. Bye-bye. Listen, here's another one. Though. We talked about a little bit about it earlier. Take advantage of life insurance. Now, first of all, you have to be in good health when you're dealing with life insurance because most life insurance policies require you have a urine, blood, and then vital signs. If you're in good health, you ain't got no problem. But you can certainly do it when you have little children. A lot of people don't realize there is, Ms. Inez, right now I have an investment, a great investment for children. It's called a whole life 10 pay. What a parent can do is pay $75 to $100 a month for 10 years. And after 10 years, don't have to pay anymore. Invest on their children. Guess what? Now, after 10 years, the money is tax-free, but also, guess what? The money continues to grow and grow and grow and grow, and it grows. You got me?
And what is that called again?
It's called a whole life 10-pay policy. Whole life 10-pay.
Whole life
10-pay? 10-pay. What that means is, that means that you take a two-year-old, I just had a lady, a grandmother, in fact, she bought a whole life 10-pay insurance policy on her two-year-old grandson. She paid $75 a month for 10 years. After 10 years, she don't have to pay one dime. But listen, her grandson now has a pool of money because it keeps growing. It never stops growing.
Right.
Never stops growing. She don't have to pay any more money on it. Guess what? It is tax-free, Ms. Inez. It's tax-free. And a lot of times people don't understand. Now, and a lot of times people don't understand. If a person overfund, guess what? You can even take, if you're in good health at 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, you can take an insurance policy. Whole life, listen, watch this, overfunded, create, this is real generational wealth. Here, folks, before we get off this, I'm going to say it in a few minutes so we can really, this is real generational wealth. Yeah, you take a whole life policy. Now, you got to be in good health. Can't have no diabetes, you know what I mean? As long as you're in good health, you're fine. But you take a whole life policy and you get it. And you overfund it. Just like some people get paid $5 and $10 bonus check. Instead of blowing the check, put it in that whole life policy. Some people get their stimulus or income tax check. Instead of blowing it or spending it out, put it in that whole life policy. It grows it. Grows it. So you now you're overfunding the policy. So in reality, what you're really doing is you're creating your own bank. That's when you really become and develop generational wealth, because you're creating your own bank. When you create your own bank, you can borrow it from yourself. And when you pay it back, who are you paying back, Ms. Inez? You know the answer to that.
Yourself.
Who are you paying back?
Yourself.
You're paying yourself,
back.
And now when you pay yourself back, it still grows interest. And now after a certain length of time, usually 10 years, guess what, folks? Let's say you overfunded a life insurance policy and it's $300,000 or $400,000. After 10 years, that $300,000 or $400,000 is tax free.
Free.
Not yes or no. Not thinking about it. Folks, it's tax free. You're creating a bank for your own family. You don't have to borrow from the bank anymore or the credit union, because you created it yourself. And people don't understand that. And that's what they're doing. This is what the wealthy is doing. This is what that 1% is doing. That does not mean, folks, that you can't do it, because you can. Because you can.
Okay.
Because you can become wealthy. Because you can create your own bank and for your family and create generational wealth by creating your own bank. Listen, I know people who came together and pooled their money and created one insurance policy and put it in there. They created a contract so no one could steal or take the money. And now the money is growing, and they're overfunding it, and it's all of their money. But you know what? You have to stick together and be united and be on one accord. You have to have integrity. You have to have trust. You have to have honesty. And you have to, God knows, you have to have clean hands. Folks, there's so much more I can say about generational wealth and how do you develop it, including creating. If the one thing I want you to take away today before we end this show is you've got to know that you can create generational wealth by creating your own bank, by using just a simple insurance policy, overfunding it, and doing it yourself. I mean, it is phenomenal. I'm telling you, I'm in it. I'm in it, folks. So
yes, you
I
are.
Can't share everything, Ms. Inez, but these are some of the great things that people can do in order to put themselves into the pathway.
Generational wealth.
And the freedom. The financial freedom of generational wealth. And I don't
now,
I know we
can we have a part two?
Yes,
can we have
we
a part
can.
Two of generational wealth? Okay.
Yes.
Because I know we had talked about you know, what we wanted for the next time, but do we want to hold off on that and then just have another session on generational wealth?
Yeah, we can do a part two.
Okay. Get this word out so people can become, you know, financially free and generationally wealthy.
That is correct. And see, here's the thing, Ms. Annette. When people become wealthy, I talked to a lady years ago. She said, poverty don't have nothing to do with crime. I said, you're out of your mind. So why are drug dealers selling dope? They're not selling dope because they're rich. Listen, drug dealers don't sell
so
drugs.
They can become wealthy.
Exactly. They're not selling drugs because they own a bank. If they own a bank, it wouldn't make sense to sell drugs.
Well, it could always, we say, find your finances. Fund your finances that
right.
way.
That is correct.
Fund your finances. So this is good. Okay.
Yeah.
So we will be back in 2 weeks. Part two.
Yep. I want to thank you for being a great leader of the show. And Ms. Sharon Fraser, I thank you as well. And all of our radio listening audience out there, just share it. Share it with other folks, because this is how we change not only our community, but a nation, a society, by sharing great information.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about, sharing. Because if you don't share it and keep it to yourself, nobody's going to become rich.
That is correct.
At all.
It don't mean nothing.
And we thank you, Dr. Steele, because you've got so many hats that you wear, a lawyer, a banker, a minister, so you cover everything. There's not much you don't cover. There's not much that you don't cover. So you have all the grounds covered. So we appreciate you, you know, taking the time out of your busy day and your schedule to speak to the worldwide listeners on this week's generational wealth. Thank you. You have anything else to say?
I just say, folks, development and generational wealth, not just for you, but for your children and your children's children.
And before you go, Dr. Steele, let me ask Wade if he has any questions or anything. One moment, please. Let me see if let me check my phone as well. See if anybody has any questions. Wade, do you have any questions of Dr. Steele before he goes? Wade? Okay, he got quiet on me, so he's probably doing something at the moment. But and I don't have anybody, I don't think, text me or anything either, nobody in the chat room. So I think we're good, Dr. Steele, for this evening. And like I said, we thank you for, you know, guiding us through the first 8 steps of what generational wealth is and how to achieve it. And we will be back in 2 weeks. Generational Wealth Part 2, so you can continue with helping us get that financial freedom. So thank you. Any last words, sir?
I'm just so amazed that, and I look forward to people actually thinking about becoming people of the wealth, because the America and the world would be much better when all of us can say, you know what, I participate. I am a partner in generational wealth.
Leave your children with something, too.
Exactly.
With something.
Makes a lot of sense.
So they won't be, so they won't be stressing over anything and trying to, you know, figure out how they are going to keep money in their pocket when it's already right there. They just have to continue with that generational wealth path, and they'll be just fine. Invest in, like you say, stocks and real estate. They'll be all right. They will be all right, but they have to hear how to do it, and that's what we're trying to do through the Let's Do It radio station, is get the word out to people on how to become financially fit, financially free, and financially wealthy.
That's right. That is correct.
So, so we want to thank our guest speaker this evening, Dr. Ralph Steele, who is a structured settlement broker. That's just one hat he wears, from a wealth think bank on Think Wealth with tonight's topic, Generational Wealth Part 1, and all of our callers for their just even being there on the line with us. And please join us in a couple of weeks on, again, Generational Wealth Part 2. And let's not let happened to us what happened to those at the Tulsa Massacre 100 years ago. Make sure you leave your children with some generational wealth. So join us, as I said, in 2 weeks. And please leave comments on the shows you listen to, because we read them and we appreciate what you have to say and how we can build our show much better. So you can go ahead and visit the homepage of doitallinthemall.com under Let's Do a Radio banner, where you'll find all of our speakers throughout the week and the entrepreneurs. And you can also contact Dr. Steele at 817-729-0543. If you have any questions, of course, you know, his services aren't free, but at least he can direct you in the path that you need to go. And you can always listen to episodes on demand at your leisure while shopping in the mall, which is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores owned and operated by Ms. Sharon Salisbury Frazier for the last 13 years. And you can shop for anything you need and listen to entertainment all in your own comfort zone. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and a commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your community where your money matters. So the more money you put into the mall, the more we can return back into your community. So please make that change. By your donations are welcomed as well. You can hit the donate button on the homepage or the Cash App, and it's $doitallinthemall.com. And all credit cards are, our major credit cards are welcome. If you want to do a donate, you can contact us as well. If you'd like to be on the Let's Do It radio station, maybe you have a topic for the discussion, or just join in at 845-241-9985. Maybe you want to advertise your business by sending an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com, or again, use the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, and the old-fashioned way works just as well. By calling us at 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. And also, if you ask that you can Skype us, tune in, listen, and talk with us. Again, that number is 845-241-9985. So jot that down or put it into your cell phone so you can call us and say, hey, what's going on tonight? And I can tell you, hey, this is what's going on tonight. Tuesdays through Fridays, and with the following show times. Tuesday, we have retired teacher Janet Schwartz, Keeping History Alive, and her time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And she alternates with the gentleman you heard this evening, Dr. Steele, on Think Wealth. And he is with the Wealth Think Bank, and his time as well is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. We'd like to hear from you. And Wednesday nights, we have, tomorrow night, we have Stephanie Whitfield with Why Does Love Hurt? And her time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And she alternates with a Bible study, and that's the Reverends Carolyn and Rodney McCullough, teaching from the Bible, and their time is at the 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. Eastern. And then Thursday nights, you get to hang out with Sergeant Parks, who keeps it real, and his time is at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. Eastern. And this week, we have Perry Whaley, who is a vitiligo man of action, and we vibe with vitiligo, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And the topic this week for him is, what did you do on World Vitiligo Day? As they celebrated World Vitiligo Day, the month of June, and their day was June 25th, which is the day that Michael Jackson passed away, as he had vitiligo, and that's the day that they chose for World Vitiligo Day. And last weekend, we had this gentleman, Late Night with Lee Olsen, who played some wonderful music, wonderful, wonderful music. Soul, jazz, spiritual, spoken word, rhythm and blues, inspirational, anything you could think of. He plays himself, all instruments. He doesn't wait for anybody. He wastes no time. He plays And his time is at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And Sundays we have first Sunday, Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sunday, Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sunday is Jesus Last. Fourth Sunday we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And his message was don't turn from God. And you can always go and listen to past episodes. And it was very, very good. Very uplifting. And on fifth Sundays, which we have far and few in between, we have Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews Watkins. So please share this information with everyone. Of course, on your social media, and if you're just talking to someone, you could do it by word of mouth. So don't hesitate to spread the word. Text people when I send out the what's going on for the day. Share that information with whomever. And if you want to be on that, go ahead and follow us under the Let's Do a Radio banner, and we'd be happy to have you. And so the song I'm going to play is Save That Money by Fetty Wap. And when you don't know what to do on achieving financial freedom or wealth, you've got to put in the work. Like Dr. Steele said, read some books, at least three investment books, so that you can get up on financial information, and then you can pass that down to your children as well. Tell them about things, and Dr. Steele can direct you in your financial ways, financial freedom, financial wealth, and as he spoke on this evening, generational wealth, passing it down to the generations. So once again, thank you for listening to Let's Do a Radio through Do It All in the Mall, found on the homepage under the banner of doitallinthemall.com. And as I said, I'm going to play Save That Money by Fetty Wap and Rich Homie Quan. And please, please, please go in and listen to the other episodes. And if you need assistance, you can give us a call or contact us. And we want you to save that money.
Type of motherfucker that'll check the check, do the math, I ain't never getting right. Those margaritas not going on my car. I ain't about to split a damn thing for convenience sake. I'm at the restaurant working that way. Hold up, you ain't heard a little day, young elder Jew, biz major. You know about the world he raised in. I've been saving money since a mother 13. I wear the same pair of jeans every day. Free sandwiches, homie, two stamps away. Book flight December, but I leave in May. Drugs are generic, but still work the same. I get logins for Netflix for my cousin Greg. Thanks, Greg.
All of them acting thoughtless, I disregard them. All of them acting holy, ain't got no God in them. I can teach you little to little something like a Christian. I can take it up to church, fresh as hell, no Easter. I can make it work like a baby without no hiccup.
I get Quan, what does this have to do with saving money, though? You know what, a full verse would have been too expensive anyway.
I ain't parking that unless it meet a green, homie. Hair cut several months in between, homie. Hit the motherfucking lights when I leave, homie. Single ply, TP, bleed, Airbnb, the motherfucking lease. I'm never there, I'm out in Cali, why the fuck my company in Delaware? And happy hour taking out a chicken, I don't even care. Now the plots are both dating and wings. Heat, matinees, phone bill, got the motherfucking fam on it. 401k, rolling over bands on it. Copper sweaters in the summer when the sale over. You rappers bragging about you overpaying for it.
never hit a ball with a cover. Low threat count, hard with the covers. Free trial memberships, though. I never joined the shoes, though. You think this is out? We been flying like a motherfucker bitch, though. General style, half a dozen on a stick, just so I can wet the appetite a bit. What you talking about? My AC never doing nothing, blow fans. Walgreens car shopping all the off-brands. Boy, go hard when collecting God Vim. Dave A. Murphy, Little Roach, trying to smoke. Check the clothes in my drawers, I ain't playing around. It's LD, little boy, Mr. Hand-Me-Down. My dirty drawers getting worn, can you blame me now? You think I got 450 up in quarters on me? Well, I'm fucking yo.
If you at a restaurant and got an iced coffee and the waiter been refilling that without a word of caution, then you get your bitch and billing, you can see double charging for the coffee, and you told them there's a problem, sing along like, oh, don't double charge me for that, don't double charge me, we like, oh, don't double charge me for that, don't do it to yourself, cause I might just ask what the ice cube's worth, what the ice cube's worth, that's the only differentiator making this a non-free perk, and I might make work more difficult for you than it need be, so think about it, take a minute, let it breathe be, but think about it, bro, you saw me get the burger with the bacon on the side, after looking at the price of the side I'm just baking, and comparing that to what the difference in the cheeseburger versus the bacon cheeseburger was, and making my decision, I would hate to be the waiter trying to tell me something different, I'ma get on Yelp in a minute and review this piece of shit. Place like only a know how, unless you take the extra coffee off, I might get loud, unless you, oh, it was just an accident. You didn't even mean to, you didn't even, that was, that's so, I'm so embarrassed.
Bone Stunks in Harmony, For the Love of Money, the clean version.
For the love of money. Gotta make your money, man. Your money, man.
Gotta get on the grind, giving it up to the nine. If you're super, you can shock it, fall in the night time. Gotta get mine, ain't taking no shots on the loft and top of the phone. Call up my homie, tape at home, polishing this Mac 10 chrome. Gotta lick, we can hit so cold, it's flip, cause once again, it's time. To the zone with a simple word, my wit to the curb, so I swerve and roll loud. To pick up the rest of my dudes, and straight on the mission for calling up Mo now. Joe, when it hits the bar, gonna ride like every day. With four more dudes, I'ma throw it and stroll it till we end up in the grave and lay. Spinning in the drive. We spotted the place and quickly rolled up. Gotta make that money, man. Outside of the ride, success and showed up. But fucking a kaboom. So drop it on down when I'm into the room. Them doom. And I'm shaking the dice and hitting in naturals on them fools. And I'm looking lovely. You better not think it's funny. I'm coming up quicker than that quads. Cause flesh be loving its money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers. All them facts that bust up. Making that money stand on your feet. And you better believe. Gotta have that cheek for the green leaves. Never catch me sleep. Steady on the track. Get my set down from a crime. And I hit up the 9-9, gotta keep that bankroll, making me say a 20 nickels and dimes. Hit us a nickel for lick up that 211. Gotta get what's mine, then feeling. Been kicking up dust on the trail and failing 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it in the night. Quad, missing the check a meal, and still be real. Tugging on the clock, not creeping on the drum up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze my gun up. Hunt up another plotting scheme. Gotta make some breaks, so just nut up. Gotta get that business on, even though the boot will run the dummy, feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Been talking to the thugs this way. Top of my grind, I'm making a grip, with a McClick, while I'm with Brooklyn. The thug I be, put him in mud, buck him in puffer, for the love of money, with nothing to lose, rolling with you, rolling with thugs, it's going down. So they pump it three rounds, running with a McKay, bang, gonna make that money, made it still the same, so the grind is staying quiet. And follow me now, well, I take you for pictures, the dark side of Iran. For the W done for the board, I
ready to dump on my face, up in the good game. So people's me creeping, me crawling up on the mission in the back in the days. Crazy was building with those, just wanted to get paid. But it's in my side, it'll touch the rest of up on the mission for money. You give up the cash, not drop it down fast, cause me and my partner was hungry. And if it was stolen, you might get your blow to the temple and dumb bone, road dogging. Just make the slick get simple and run to hell with danger. Me fellow with fang and dump on my rivers, remember me billionaire. I'm on a mission, so even the digging it with it is tricky. Was slipping, I'll get you and drift ya. So what's the sound? Cause they robbing and stealing, making it chilling, get a good feeling. Needed a million, making me money with the thugs be chilling. For the money these fools be spending,
live
life. But if I'm still getting off in the grave, these gullies. And when I stick to 'em, lick 'em, remember I get 'em up for the love of money.
You know, it's always all about the Benjamins. It's always all about them hundreds.
Now, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers? Shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal, three-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5 plus 5s, who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of oof for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something European crawled out with the clutch.
Drinking more liquor, driving a bro bigger. I'm with more sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3/4 reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Benz G for my team, so while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like Hebrews. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I'll leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
the
heat.
I'm strictly trying to cop those colossal size Picassos. To have poppy flip coke outside, don't got those. The Enja with cash flowing like Sosa. And the Latin chick transporting in a chocha. Stampeding over pop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, dealing weight by Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in a building with this chick named Malona. From Daytona, when I was younger, once a boner. But now I only hit chicks to win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens. Gangsta mentality. Stay poppin' crystal, pack a black pistol and the act coupe that's dark brown. Pinky ringin', gondolas with the man singin'. Italian music down the river with your chick clingin'. To my bizzle, player you mad for. Actin' hard when you as pussy as RuPaul.
Come on.
All about the Benjamins, baby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All about the Benjamins, baby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. Who be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers? On the low from the day in the Taurus.
Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family.
Dressed
in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing, this is for my homies. And you know me for making niggas so sick. Lost in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the rule, cause it's platinum coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick. Play a hatin' from the sideline, get your own shit. Why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, kinda lady. Stashy 80s in Mercedes. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew, and I kick shit like a nigga do. Hold the trigger too, fuck you.
I been had skills, crystal steel, high bills in Brazil. About a mil of ice grill, make it hard to figure me. Liquor be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Johnny Grass Bowl. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740, rock the red man and naughty. All with my kitty cat, half a brick of gate, in the bra with her titties at. And I'm living that whole life, we push weight. Fuck the state, pen, fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the mask, my left hand spit, right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, on my lead will sp-
Yeah, all about the Benjamins. It's supposed to have been a clean copy, but that is not clean at all. So pardon those words, and we will hear something else. Pray that it's a clean copy as well. This is Money from Nekele.
Trying to see what up though, Brooklyn, home of the cut though, notorious, y'all know how the rest go sleep, one eye open, too smart cause I'm always scoping, watching, seeing how these lanes look, lazy, this how you get your frame took, money, I got money, money, I got money, talking, always talking. That's your problem, you always talking. Rockstar, mixed with a ghetto chick. Try me, I wish it would be Chola. Who gon' hold us? Not the cemetery or the penitentiary. Damn, my contemporaries, I'm too legendary. It's so money, I got money. Money, I got money. I'm money. Work like Kobe just to shine like Russell. They say, glad you made it happen overnight. They say, damn, you changed. I'm like, show you right. I've been in the crib, trying to find the BPM. Rehearsing for the next show in my kitchen. Brush off for tour, but can't tell you where I've been. Maybe after 20 years, I'll start to take it in. Right now, I'm chasing in, Dover Street again. I'm introverted, I'm not open to new friends. But if you're real cute, then I have to think again. Shop the wrong way so you can stay off trend and look like money. Money.
I got that money. I'm going to do a little bit of lounging. Who do you love? LL Cool J, the man with the lips.
Go ahead, Daddy.
It's a Queen's thing, baby.
I'm going to lounge with you.
Track master, rock on.
Baby,
yes, yeah. Rock on. My name is L, I'm from Queens. I heard about your man, he like the late Sugar Green. Don't shake about a mosquito with Donna Dean. But he slipped up, he threw his rock to a fiend. He be playing like a willy cause he dressed shit up. Never knowing that his woman is in need of love. He got Versace, gold link, stomach chains with rock. Official hairstyle, but you stuck up in the spot. Making love, duke is weak, then he falling asleep. You on the phone with your old piece, dying to creep between my sheets. So what, you got Chanel on your feet? Hot sex on a platter, make the mission complete.
with you. I do what I got to do.
Got a Mac and funny style. He ain't watching you, he rather watch his money pal. Can't protect treasures when it's in a glass house. Soon as he turn the corner, I'ma turn that out full blown. Putting in the six with the chrome, yo B. Why you leave your honey all alone with me? Just because you blessed with cash doesn't mean your honey won't let me finesse that. See, the moral of the story is a woman need love, the kind your so-called players ever dreamed of. You got to try love, can't buy love. If you play your hand, then it's bye-bye love. Damn, but your honey ran away like presto, Alakazam. Man made the money, money never made the man. You still fake a jack, throwing rocks on a hand. See, you put your Mac down, now you need no brown rock roller. With so much ice, your cap's cola. I got a smoking beanies, modeling bikinis. Pushing your whip on the bare wick to see me. I keep it steamy, I make it burn when it's my turn. Teaching shorty all the jewels that you never learned. Don't get it twisted, getting money ain't wrong. But she wanna make love all night long, I'm gone.
Lounging with who do you love and they love you. Let's sip on some gin and juice. I got my money on my mind, my mind on money and money on my mind. Good old SNOOPGG Snoop Dogg. Yes, sir.
On the money on my mind.
Yeah. Gin and juice in hand. Come on.
So much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way keep coming up with funky ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But for what?
We don't love them no.
Yeah. So we gon' blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second, now bounce to this. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, living on Ben and Hill. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money
now
on my
back,
mind.
Now that I got me some secret genius. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now these types of things happen all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. See, everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got to cultivate a music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to Mac into this trick named Sadie. She used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that trick, please. Raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these. At ease. As
I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Say you know I'm just laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in clouds, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tangeray and a fat ass J of some bubonic ET that made me choke. This ain't no joke, I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tangeray and ET, I'm toe down now, but it ain't no stopping, cause I'm still popping. And Dre got some tricks from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top, cause when I get through I got to hit the dope spot. Don't get upset girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love him, no, I'm off the dope and I'll be laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in clouds, living on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in clouds, living on gin and juice.
Laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in clouds, living on gin and juice.
B.I.G.
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Yeah. Mind on my money, my mind. And I got like that, I'm going to just live it up. Ja Rule featuring Case. Yeah. Oh. Come on now. Live it up.
Living it up, we say
what I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
what you do.
To everybody that be living it up, we say
what do I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
my love.
Come on, we get right. Come on, we get right. Come on, we get right. Live your life. Come on, baby. Typical, every day, one night thing. It's a physical, I'ma love you tonight, gang. Look, calling your name, go jump on in the range and roll over. I just really wanted to hold you, this time get to know you. That's a good chick, before it's all over, I'ma meet this chick. Probably treat this chick more better, cause if you ain't, no, yeah. Thugs and ladies go together. Popping my collar, partner, who in the spot? Baby, ruling the spot, in the mug, in the box. Half of y'all hate me, half y'all love me. The ones that hate me only hate me cause they don't trust me. And they say I'm lucky. You think I got time to blow all this dough and do all these shows on flight in the llama charging white bulls? Uh-oh, another episode.
Do I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say
what I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
what you do.
To everybody that be living it up, we say
what do I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
my love.
What a holiday, Miss Atkins. That's why they show love with more passion than average. And I ain't mad at you. Never leave you alone. Get the stone when I'm home, like the stone when I'm gone. We both grown, both got minds of our own. Plus we hit it off at first sight like love don't fit. Many zones, baby, love it, yo, hate it, oh. From Christy women to women, that's overshadowed. But you know the ruby, living it up. Ain't got all of y'all giving it up. I like little ooh, baby, I'm cute to you. With a body that rides on sexual. I got a stick, I'll ride right next to you. Doing donuts and guts, then I open it up. On the freeway, hand on the wheel, foot on the clutch. Rule, baby, not giving it up.
Do I do?
To everybody hey. That's living it up, we say
what I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
what
giving it up, my love. Come on, we get right. Come on, we get right. Come on, we get right. Live your life. Love is so sexy. I just want you next to me. Your whole vibe like a sign in ecstasy. This ain't nothing but an ink thing, baby. I know the world is going crazy. I wanna feel your passion. Come when you act. Laugh when you cry. Cry when you laugh. But ain't nothing happen. Home girl got a little upside. Turned off the light and started crashing. The radio blast between me and you. But you ain't on the low with the freezing you do. Cause I saw
what I do.
You know why I know it. Cause it ain't a good night if you don't act right. Like Teddy P, turn off the lights and grind it out. Taking no time out till the sun come out. Let me find out to everybody that be living it up. We say
what I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
What
to everybody that be living it up, we say,
what do I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
my love,
come on,
for you.
To everybody that be living it up, we say,
what I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
what do you do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say,
what do I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
my love,
come on, we get it right, come on, we get live. Come on, we get right. It's my time. Woo, baby. Yeah. Do a roll. What do I do?
Yeah.
Low key.
Best way I know to live it up is in an Aston Martin Rick Ross featuring Drake and Chrisette Michelle. Aston Martin, darling. But the Ascot, of course.
That's my car. That's my car.
Ooh.
That
it's wherever you want to go.
Just driving to the music. This is how we do it.
I stare at the wall. Don't know flow, but who can you call? My damn one who live by the code. Put this music to the side, get it in on the road. A lot of quiet time. Pink bottles of rose, exotic red bottoms, soul body glitter than gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl who swallow what's on the menu. That money triple up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe, cause I'm running out of space. L. Ray Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
into the music. This is how we do it.
Pull up on the block in the drop top chicken box. Mr. KFC, VVS is in the watch. Living fast where it's all about that money bag. Never front, you take it there, it ain't no coming back. Top down right here is where she wanna be. That's my goals unfold right in front of me. Every time we f*** our soul, take a hold of me. Addicted like Boogie, that be controlling me. That thing keep calling. Maintain, boy, I gotta keep falling. Pink bottles keep coming. James Bond, coupe, pop, clutch, 100.
Dive into the music. This is how we do it. Just me and my baby. Can I buy it? Just me and my phone. No worries at all.
up here from Augusta who just had his linen suit dry clean. What's up with ya? I hate calling the women. Love it. I took some sense and made a nickel of it. I'm urging all daughters to kiss their mothers with those lips that all that lipstick covers. You're never too grown up to miss and hug her. And girls counting on me to be there like missing rubbers. I'm on some Marvin. Bunch of distant lovers. This ain't the life that I'm used to. Reintroduce the people I've been introduced to. Did you forget me? Or are you too scared to tell me that you met me in fear that I won't remember? I wish you could still accept me for me. I miss Memphis, Tennessee, my cousins, my dad. The simplistic beauty that all of them southerners have. I'm halfway across the world with dozens of bags. Feeling like all four members are calling me bad. In one, I got that Courtney love for you, that crazy. I don't drink every bottle I own. I be eight, and I got them wedding ring flows that engage you. 20, I got fleets on your keychains and seats for these heat games. I really think that you stare at yourself and you see things. La familiar, I've been inducted and instructed to stunt on these. We don't really quit. Having lunch and debating Ferrari prices. 23 and going through a midlife crisis. But trust me, I still deliver like a midwife. And no, I'm not saying I'm the nicest. I just live life like it. It take a certain type of man to teach to be far from hood but to understand the streets. I never threw away that paper with my Grammy speech because I haven't hit the pinnacles I plan to reach. Yeah, you gotta own it if you want it. Kisses all on the body, she tells me live in the moment. And baby, I never forget none of that. Girl, I told you I was coming back.
Aston Martin music. But you know what? I don't want you all to think I'm a gold digger just because I want to Aston Martin. But you know one thing? Go with that generational wealth. You'll have money for days and days and days and days. So Kanye West and Jamie Foxx are going to talk about gold digger. You know who she is. She don't want no broke.
She take my money when I'm in need.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yes,
she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
Get down,
girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have a sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to show biz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave, yo, he gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messin' with no broke, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, get down, ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't wanna do the smoke, but he can't buy for you. Go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that action. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
I don't have much, but I'm not trying to be a gold digger, but I can put five on it. That's all I can do is put five on it.
Creep on in, on in. Ooh. See, I'm riding high, high. Whoa. Kind of broke the ceiling, y'all. So all I got is five.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that like to light another like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I'm on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the and when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many heads to be popping and let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb, dumb, dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. Avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me to take the dust out of the bag. Burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogees get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I wrote, that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheap. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a f- but the Tango race straight had me. Made my yesterday thing, got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kids. Up in smoke, yuck, I spray you lay it down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze up. Then ease up, beat up through the ESO, drink the VSOP up, with the lemon squeeze up, and everybody's roller. I'm the roller, that's quick to fold up out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up, so you need kicking feet, cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
I got five on it.
got five on it, but after you got five on it, you still got to have some money. You have a little bit of power. Once you get that little bit of power, you have a whole lot of respect sometimes. So the lock featuring Lil' Kim and DMX, money, power, and respect.
See, I believe in money, power, and respect. First you get the money, then you get the power. After you get the power, you get the respect.
You money, power, respect.
Yeah, like my whole clique bout it, we take yours while you pout about it, truck, step out, don't want a crowd around it, you can see me on Optimum TV, I'm on your bathroom, turn the light out, scream, Bloody Mary, 1, 2, 3, Chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Kaiser, walk straight at the end, I'm done with ice and charms, I'm trying to ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the tack or sheep. So I can make the sound and get back the cats that sleep. 230, 6'2. Me bugs for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. No flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older. Way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive. Money counts. Bet you eat alive. Money counts. Bet you eat and ride. Money counts. Bet you sleep at night. You'll see the light, keep the light. Money counts, set you eating light. Money counts, set you eating right. Money counts, set, money counts, set, money counts, set, keep the light.
Only time to tell how the clock ticks. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Think you're deaf, then life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chillin', till I'm out parachute. Race my man in my own climate for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, street. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding, in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, and chicks that don't speak English. Wake up in Trinidad, Mexican I'm rich. Come back, try the jet, live on set. If you can get gold, I can spit
forget. Money counts,
set,
eating live. Money counts, set, eating right. Money counts, set, sleep at night. You'll see the light.
Yo, nothing but the hotness whenever we drop this. Monotonous for y'all to keep hating cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my host topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lock is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Sean. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Turn the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory. That I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Keep it alive, yeah. Money counts, set, you eating live. Money counts, set, you eating right. Money counts, set, you sleep at night. You'll see the light.
Yeah.
Keep it alive. Money counts, set, you eating live. Money counts, set, you eating right. Money counts, set, money counts.
This is a beat that I can freak. Just drop the rails, blessed with the ill. Y'all niggas know my skill. From the grill, hit em up, split em up, wet em up. Watch em come, get em up, shut em up. When they do dirt, you get dirt. Cause I make your hurt, step back like I did work. Take a few games, take a plan, till you land. The red, the junkyard, the can, bombs and home brand. Coming home, but you not. You're sitting up in the trunk, starting to rock. And the hell is hot, though, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Keep the 4 pounds, baby. And let off, up in it. Especially if you think you're bigger. Get my motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get mine? Is it gone? DMX, represent one time.
Money counts,
bet.
Eating live. Money counts,
bet.
Eating right. Money counts, bet. Sleeping night. You'll see the light. Keep the light. Money pounds, respect. Money pounds, respect. Money pounds, respect.
All right, money, power, respect. And as we know, money rules everything. So cash rules everything around me, which is Kareem. And so we're going to have some Method Man with Cash Rules.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
You say cash rules everything around you. What about love? You say cash rules everything around you. What about us? You think cash rules everything around you. Focused on the wrong things. You just tryna get a new cool with some loose change and a bad bitch. Cause you say it in one night, saying everything's okay. Spending money on some new shoes and a bad door just to look cool. Oh, you just do it for the light, you just do it for the night. Saying that you want a wifey material, but you psycho, yeah, you serial. I don't why. Never mind. You don't get it, do you? You don't get it, do you? You say cash rules. You got a thousand excuses. You don't wanna be exclusive. Every day is a new mood switch. Lights on, lights off. Either you in or you out. Pick me up or hold me down. Leave your dirt on the ground. Cause you locked up in a cloud. You just do it for the like. Saying that you want a wife. Be material, but you psycho. Yeah, you serial. I don't bite. Never mind. You don't get it, do you? You don't get it, do you? You say cash rules everything.
Hold up now, I told you, Miss Little, over the top. I'm at the point now, I'm over it. Is we over or not? What's the point now in holding it? I'm just holding the spot for the next man you're chosen to try to throw in the box. The cash rules the slogan. You and your feelings, you hot. Got you caught up in that feeling that when you feel it, you shop. And the feeling that I'm feeling is shot. Know how you feel about the guap? How would you feel if it stopped? Now you might think I'm taking shots and acting hood, but it's not. Just trying to eat up all the good before you spit in the pot. No, you don't care about the things that I got. You only care about me giving everything that I got. Okay.
You say cash rules everything around you. What about love?
Yes, it does. And we have cash out everything around you. You know what happens? More money, more problems.
Tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewels drop, drop, who mostly go she down to the blue drop. The same old pimp,
mace. You know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee me and Chuck full of love or luck. You don't believe in Harlem World? Double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the Goldie sound. Can't no kid deep, hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Woody. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. Call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're taking now when all the ball stops. Never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this the BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down spit. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Send hosters, girls on shoulders. Play what? I told ya. Me and Mike to me. Bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's like you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch. Never that. If I did, ain't no problem. It's just a where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, see, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 5-0-0, take my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, platinum plus, like Bizzak, dangerous, on Trizak, leave you with Pizzak.
Money, so I don't know what the issue is. I get money. I don't have no money and no problems. Notorious B.I.G. says, more money, more problems. But 50 Cent say, I get money.
This guy has a lot of money. He's not even, you don't even wonder if it's an if or a maybe.
Trick is hard.
This is the hardest record out.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. I run New York.
I took water, water, stolen in bottles for $2. And Coca-Cola came and bought it for fiends. That's what's up. Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire. I write the check before the baby comes. Who the hell cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spin this kid. Southside's up in this. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell dope. I did play the block, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sandro Pay, get a tan, I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster, in the lane. Get in the hat, call that a little rap. Yeah, put the chin chat in the big bake the bread. A barber, I cut your head. Still ain't not wanted with the kid. I get biz with the cig, I can really live. You dig? I get it. You call this my new hit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old shit, now I got new bro. First it was the Benzo, now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry, I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. Make your whole click break there, backspin, head spin. I need it. Who wanna get it crackin'? I was young, I couldn't do good. Now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag. I just bought a new Jag. Now tell me why you mad. Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful. They calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler. They calling me Rocky. The ice on my neck, man. The wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow. You like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah. I run New York.
I walk the talk and I walk the walk like a Teflon dog when I run New York. When I come out of court, yeah, I pop the car. I keep it gangsta. I get it. They know who this yaks about me. They tell ya I'm about my bread.
I get it.
Run the world of yaks about me. They tell you they love it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York.
I get it.
Okay, 50 Cent say he runs New York and he gets money. I want some money. Junior Mafia says he gets money. Let's see how he gets his money, honey. Because it's not funny.
Living room flow, play Nintendo with seasonino. Pick up my phone, say Papa not home. Sex all night, bad head in the moon. Spin my V, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on Tata, saying Big Papa. Now check it, you wanna be my main squeeze, baby? Don't you? You wanna give me what I need, baby? Won't you? Picture life as my wife, just think. Full left, mix, fat X and O mix. Bracelets to match, conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you could say you the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Things got hot, you sent fans to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate plot, the tramp said I raped her. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My Moschino hole, my Versace, hot seat. Come to find out, he was hitting everybody. He knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, Bobby in D.C. Well, always me. What I get for tricking, came out on bail, commenced to ass kicking, licking the door, waving the 4-4, all you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more, disrespect my clique, my game's imperial, mess around and made a milk box material, you feel me, stealing chips, running your lips, cause of you, I want some real, what you say,
out of town on Greyhound. Now I billboard bound. Ballers press to hit it. Play me like a chicken. Thinking I'm stressed to get it. Rather do the driving than the stick up. Rather count a million while you eat my. Push me to the limit. Get my feelings in it. Get me open while my tongue is down your throat. You wanna be my main squeeze, baby? Don't you? You wanna get between my knees, baby? Don't you wanna see me ripping your three down the ass? Blow up spots on chickens because I'm mad. Break up for fear, cause you know I don't care. You get vexed and start swinging everywhere. Me shifty, now you wanna flip and hit me. Pull out, that's fine, I'll just hop on mine. So what now? I ain't got time to clown. For what trick? I ain't got time for this. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in the money. Age of in the genie and Chanel 9. Things to make up for all the games and the lies. Hallmark card saying I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? But payback for real. Believe me, nah, I ain't slow. This ain't no bimbo flow. Just a little something to let you play and hate us up.
What you say,
get money. You know, Drake says, it's all me. This is Drake. You know how Drake is all about him and his get money.
So I'm really stepping up my game. You got to start paying me for this. Can't get no more free, Randy.
Got everything. I got everything. I cannot complain, I cannot. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot, it's a lie. Oh, that, never mind what I got. Don't watch that, cause I came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for real. Came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for
money
real.
Money on my mind, you should think the same. J's on, yeah. Pinky ring. Dog need voice, I need quarantine. In the same league, but we don't bow the same. Oh, she want all the fame. I hear that shit all the time. Said she love me. I said, baby girl, fall in line. Okay, made a million off a dinner fork. Watch me switch it up. Walked in, ill, alert, ill. Alert. You need that work, I got that work. Got this gift in my condo. Just bought a shirt that cost a Mercedes Benz car. No, from the A to Toronto, we let the metal go off. And my then make the metal detector go off. This that sauce, this that dressing. Chief on chief, God bless you. If having a bad day was a crime, I'd be arrested.
Got everything, I got everything. I cannot complain, I cannot. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot, it's a lie. Oh, that, never mind what I got. Don't watch that, cause I came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for real. Came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for real. I touched down in 86. Knew I was a man by the age of 6. I even f***ed a girl that used to babysit. But that was years later on some crazy shit. I heard your new ish. I get hated it. Damon Wayans told me don't play that ish. I get paid a lot, you get paid a bit. And my latest shit's like a greatest hit. Ain't no wishing over on this side. Y'all with us and we'll with y'all. It's no different over on this side. Should I listen to everybody or myself? Cause myself just told myself, you the mother man, you don't need no help. Cash and checks, and I'm bigging up my chest. Y'all keep talking about who next, but I'm about as big as it gets. I swear y'all just wasting y'all breath. I'm the light skin, keep sweat. I'ma make it last forever, it's not your turn cause I ain't done yet. Look, just understand that I'm on a roll like Cottonelle. I was made for all of this, and I'm on a roll. Box office sales, getting paid for all of this. Ask you to please excuse my table manners. I was making room for the table dancers. Simply judging off your advance, and I just got paid like 8 advances. Dang. got everything, I got everything. I cannot complain, I cannot. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot, it's a lie. Oh, that, never mind what I got. Don't watch that, cause I came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me for real. Came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me.
Shut up, I got way too much on my mental. I learned from what I've been through. I'm finna do what I didn't do and still waking up like the rest do. Not complicated, it's simple. I got sexy ladies, a whole bins full. And to them all, I'm everything, everything but gentle. But I still take my time. Man, I guess I'm just old-fashioned. Wearing retro, that's old-fashioned. See what I'm saying, no closed caption. I paint pics, see this ish good. Need to hit, keep a bra on the flow. Year round like season ticks. I plead the fifth, drink a fifth, load the nine, leave split, in a half, smoke a half, need a zip. My new girl is on Glee and ish. Probably making more money than me and ish. I swear to God, I got 99 problems, but a day one. I got 99 problems, getting rich ain't one. Like I got trust issues, I'm sorry for the people I pushed out. I'm the type to have a bulletproof Menard and still got a. That's just me and I ain't perfect. I ain't a saint, but I am worth it. If it's one thing, I am worth it. I'm hating, but it ain't worth it.
Oh me, oh my. I think I done fucked too many women from the 305. For the end of this year, I'll do King of Diamonds three more times. Smoking on that kush all in our section like it's legalized, girl. You can't always have your way. Sometimes it be like that. They don't really fuck with you like that. They ain't never did me like that. I just took my time, you got the shine. I let you eat like that. I've been taught to never loan somebody what you need right back. And I need that bitch right back. Left it for a moment. They get been stressed and I'm little bum. They get getting nervous, clutching their chest like I'm little bum. Man, that's a little bum. Tell the truth, I don't listen to you. Don't like being lied to. And that shit won't sell. And that wind won't guide you. Daddy was in jail, we was talking through the window like I'm little bum. Drive through. That was back then, man. Now my niggas rich enough to do whatever I do.
And I guess, you know, when you. You, it's all about you. You have nothing from nothing. So if you don't have nothing from nothing, it leaves nothing. But if you have generational wealth, you will have something, and so will your children in the future.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Lord, but if it wasn't for the love of money, where would we be? We don't even know, do we? Don't even know where we would be. Mm-mm-mm. So we got to have something if you want to be with me for the love of money. Money, 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 money for the love of money. You know what? And if we want that money or even the love of money, we got work to do. I'm going to let you hear from the Isley Brothers because we got work to do, y'all. And that generational wealth, we got work to do. Got so much more work to do from the average white band. They're saying we got work to do too. So let's try and get this generational wealth and be back with us again in 2 weeks when Dr. Ralph Steele presents Generational Wealth 2, Part 2, Work to Do, Add a Blessing. That money, make that almighty dollar, make bring them Benjamin. Yes, sir. Got to work, work. He's got a gig. I had a special request from a friend of mine to play My Melody by Eric B. and Rakim. So My Melody.
bass, check out my melody, hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. A.K.A. I am not like the rest of them, I'm not on the list. Catch what I'm saying, I drop lines like a scientist. My melody's in the code, the very next episode. Had the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit, freedom seed to make them colder. The listener's system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet, keep you going when the flow is smooth enough. You know it, but rough, that's why the mural on my story, I tell a B. Nobody beats the R, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out, check out, check, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my melody. So what am a microphone being addicted soon as I seen one of these forms, these so they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, blow into it to test it, let my melody play. Then a record suggested I'm dropping bombs, but I say peace and calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm. And I'll break when I'm through breaking, I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break upon those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I'm measured with the heat that's made by sun. Whether playing ball or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut. Pull up a chair, and I'm a... My name is Rockin' My Law, and I'm R.A.'s and for Raw. Switch it around. It still comes out R so easily. Will I E-M-C-E-E? A repetition of words. Just check out my melodies. I'm bass and treble is moist. Scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same week. Putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just a poem. Rock from party to party, backyard to yard. I tear it up, y'all, and bless the mic with the gods. Check out, check, check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. The rhyme is rugged at the same time sharp. I can swing off anything, even a string of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking. Mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach. Choosing a melody and add numerous denotes. And when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I will strike again. Rhymes are poetically kept and alphabetically stepped. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum except I say one rhyme out of order. A longer rhyme, shorter, or pause. But don't stop the tape recorder. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out my melody. Check, 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 check out, check, 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 check out my, check out my, check, check, check out my. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. Now that's 21 MCs laid up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing. No fessing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing, no buying, biting. Why borrow? This lava stop trying, fighting to follow my usual style. Will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd float in the Nile. So many rhymes, you won't have time to go for yours. Just because of a pause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to catch another sucker duck MC out there. Cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. Yeah, it's my melody. Check, 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 check out my, check out, check out, check, 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 check,
Check out my melody.
All right, now, check out my melody. That was a special request from a friend of mine. So I played the special request. And you know what? We're coming to the end of the show. And you know what Jerry Maguire says?
Show me the money!
Yes, show me the money, honey. Show me some the almighty dollar to holler.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
No, we do not.
DoItAllInTheMall.com. DoItAllInTheMall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on DoItAllInTheMall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more at doitallinthemall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at doitallinthemall.com today.
Yeah, for the love of money. As we close out this evening, I want you all to tune in tomorrow for the relationship show with Stephanie Whitfield Lott on Why Does Love Hurt? And her topic tomorrow is I Bet on Me, My Intuition. And her time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So we want you to call in if you have any questions about betting on yourself and your intuition and how you feel. As I said, the time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Falco Design, broadcasting to you worldwide with our guest speaker of the evening, Dr. Ralph Steele from Wealth Think Tank out of Arlington, Texas, on the topic of generational wealth, part one. We will continue with generational wealth, part two, in 2 weeks. And so we just want you to come back if you have questions, that you can call in at 845-241-9985 when you do call in, or chat with us, whatever you'd like to do. And also when you shop, you just do it all in the mall. Whatever you do, you just do it all in the mall. Have a blessed evening, and please remember to check out the mall and any past episodes that we may have had from the Let's Do It radio banner on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, which is on your right-hand side. Just click on the banner, and you can go to any episode that has been played and listen to it. And if you have a topic or something you want to hear, don't hesitate to get in touch with us through the Contact Us form on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Please have a wonderful evening and join us again tomorrow with Why Does Love Hurt with our relationship specialist, Stephanie Whitfield Lott. As we play out For the Love of Money by Dr. Dre.